Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. Iran tells America they could see the mother of all wars. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table in a moment to give us more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
President Rouhani of Iran threatening President Trump that if he wants to get involved with a war with the Iranian people, this will be the mother of all wars.
H.R. McMaster is reported to have said at one point, the Iranians can fight us asymmetrically or they can fight us stupidly. The Iranians are not stupid, and they have a tremendous amount of asymmetrical capabilities. That means no direct confrontation. It means terrorism. It means proxy attacks, attacks that are conducted by other people. But this war of words that has escalated over the past 10 days or so is really quite dramatic, and it's unprecedented in the 40 years of the Iranian Revolution. In addition to President Rouhani, who is making these threats about closing the Strait of Hormuz, you have Qasem Soleimani, the head of the Quds Force, directly addressing President Trump, saying, I am your foe. My forces are your foes. Every night, we don't go to bed without thinking of you, Mr. Trump. And then he says to Donald Trump, he says, oh, gambler, as you are powerless, we are too close in a place that you can't imagine. That's a very significant statement, and it hints at what intelligence analysts have long suspected, and that is that the Quds Force and other Iranian operational forces have secret bases much closer to the United States than people might think. For example, we know for many, many years that Iran has had a relationship with Venezuela. We know that the Iranians have been in the tri-state border region in Brazil, Paraguay, and Uruguay, that they tried to assassinate the Saudi ambassador in Washington, D.C., using a drug hitman. So there is this understanding among analysts inside government and outside government that the Iranian regime has got underground networks, possibly even here in the United States, that they could use to attack the United States.
Ken Timmerman with details on Iran's warning to America about the mother of all wars. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Iran's President Rouhani has given a warning to the United States, which seems to be a little bit overstated. In fact, the mother of all wars is yet to come, and not in this day, with Iran going to war against America. The next major war will be when the Islamic world attacks Israel. That's recorded in prophecy, Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 to 45. Iran will be a part of that end time battle, but they will not be alone in this war. The alignment of Islamic nations is absolute. Iran's threats are only a precursor to that war, which could begin very soon. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...